Banking sector is the first to be introduced to the consumer data right, giving consumers the ability to share financial information across organisations. So what is open banking and how is it going to affect you? Alfred Cho asked Tony Thrasis, Chief Information Officer at fintech company Frollo, about open banking.
Open banking is based on the consumer data right that's been introduced by the ACCC and the government. So consumer data right allows consumers to give consent to access their data from their banking partner. Open banking is the first implementation of that. It's banking is the first industry. So consumer data right is broader than open banking. Open banking is more an industry term and the first part of open banking into banks.
How is it different to traditional banking?
Today, a consumer has their bank accounts with a particular one or more banks. And those bank accounts, if they want to allow other people to access their accounts to provide a service, like Frollo, they actually have to provide their internet banking ID and password. But with open banking or consumer data right, that's no longer required. What will happen is they will consent to allowing data retrieval to occur. So it's through this consent mechanism, which is the major change.
And what kind of customer data would companies like Frollo be looking to gain access to?
It's account data, such as their balances, type and name of account, and transaction data. We talk about enriching it, which is really just understanding what type of transaction is it. Is it a transfer? Is it a bill? Is it an expense on lifestyle? Is it a living expense? So we're able to look at the transaction and interpret what that money is being spent on, and then allocate it to particular buckets, if you like.
What are some of the standards and rules and regulations Frollo needs to follow in order to be able to use customer data safely?
So no fintech or no one else can actually access data through the consumer data right without being accredited. And that accreditation, it relies on 13 different data safeguards that ensure that the data that we retrieve is not being misused. It's only being used for the purpose that has been that we've requested or sought consent for. That data cannot be seen by people inside the company except if there's a need to do so or a legal need to do so.
Much of the focus is using customer data to leverage more competitive personalized banking products. How does that translate into direct benefits for consumers?
Consumers are facing a bit of a lazy tax. It's a tax on them because they don't shift their bank accounts easily. They don't take the opportunity to get better products that are out there. And the purpose of this is to more enable that. So the purpose of the consumer data right is to give people access to new products and to enable them to be able to take up those new products without paying that lazy tax penalty or that loyalty. I mean, one example would be people take on these new types of savings accounts that pay bonus interest rates, but we can actually see that very few customers achieve those bonus interest rates because they're not actually depositing their 5 deposits or making withdrawals, the number of withdrawals that are needed. And by not doing so, they miss out on their bonus interest. Because we can see the transactions and we know what type of product they're on, through this product reference data, we're able to give them an SMS, an email, a nudge in our app that says, hey, you know, your month is nearly ending, but you'll miss out on your bonus interest rate if you don't make another deposit.
And going back to privacy concerns, does opting into open banking mean your data is always available for any kind of situation?
You opt in to an accredited data recipient. So when a consumer gives consent, they're giving consent to an accredited data recipient. They're giving consent to one person to retrieve a scope of data that is defined. So we as a fintech, we need to define and tell the consumer in the consent what type of data we're retrieving, and we need to say for how long. Consent can't be given for longer than a year. Consent can be given for shorter periods. It can be given for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, for instance. And then if the consent expires, we have to delete the consumer's data. We can't hold on to it, which is another one of the privacy safeguards. So consent is for a specific person to retrieve data from a specific bank for a specific period of time.
You said there was a scope set out for the kind of data that Frollo would be able to retrieve. I mean, that's the same as a social media company like Facebook setting out that it's going to collect a certain amount of data in those really long terms and conditions boxes. Is Frollo going to have something similar, or is it going to be a lot clearer for customers to see?
The consumer data rights has CX guidelines and CX standards that ensure, and I can tell you that clearly, and the consumers actually, they need to, in our consent flow, to select the data that they're agreeing to be seen. And it comes in clusters. The CDR actually defines what the data clusters are, things like account balance and things like transaction. So it's very direct. It's not defaulted. The user needs to make that selection. They need to toggle the switch that says, yes, you can get my account balance, and toggle the switch that says, yes, you can get my transactions. And it's very apparent. And we also then provide a statement that says, this is what you agreed to. And they can see it in their dashboard. So they can always go into the dashboard of the app and see what they've consented to. And they can withdraw at any time. So they could go into the dashboard of the app and say, okay, I've given you a consent for 6 months. I can see what I've consented to, the actual data that I've consented to, and for which bank, but I am now withdrawing that. I'm withdrawing that consent, and our obligation is within 24 hours we will have deleted that data.
I think part of the concern is that tailored banking products don't necessarily mean they'll be tailored to better suit the customer. So how does this just differ from banks being able to access even more personal information about customers to carefully manage who gets what products at what rates?
So this is more in the hands of the consumer. The consumer can take up services like from Frollo to help them as a fintech, or from other accredited data recipients that will access the data from the banks.
Where do you see open banking going in the future, and how does Frollo tie into all this?
So Scott Farrell is undertaking a review. So the government has initiated a review of consumer data right with a view to looking at what things need to be done in the future. One of the big things, and one of the big things that was done in the UK, is what is called right access. And what the UK is seeing is that right access is actually turbocharging the take-up, really progressing digitisation, and that's a good thing.
Tony Thrasis, Chief Information Officer at Frollo, speaking with Alfred Cho about open banking.